أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا. إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sabr, and such a sabr in which there is no complaint and no idea of taking any type of revenge. And Allah Ta'ala said, your enemies and those who don't want to listen to the call of Islam and to their own salvation in this dunya and akhirat, leave them to me, I will take that revenge from them. And Allah explained that revenge, that punishment which Allah Ta'ala will give, and that is that they will be shackled. Yeah, this is explained. The fire of Jahannam will be given to them, and food that will be of thorns and will get stuck in their throat, and other painful punishment. Mufassirin say that painful punishment will be snakes and scorpions that will be let loose on them, and the poison of which is such that even a stone, a hard rock, will crack into pieces, by so severe will be that poison. May Allah protect us all and protect our progeny and keep our iman intact. That will be also a day, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ, جِسْ دِنْ كَ نَبِيْغِ زَمِينَ أَوْ بَحَارِ. It will be a day when the earth and the mountains will be shaken very heavily. The mountains also, the roots of the mountains. Mountains also have roots and which are in the ground, and they will also be get loose, and the mountains will shake, the earth will shake, and they will become وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا. Or ho jayenge pahar ret ke tode phisalte, and mountains will become just heaps of sand on which man will not be able to stand or walk even. In other words, it will be a day of great, great, great perplexity and anxiety, when people will be going out of their minds, not knowing what is happening. And that is the punishment which Allah Ta'ala has kept for those who don't believe in Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in the deen of Islam. And in the other ayats in front, Allah Ta'ala reminds the people of Mecca directly and particularly that you people know of what happened to Fir'aun and his people when they did not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was a historical fact that was known to all also, and also from the Jews they had learned that when the people of Fir'aun did not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what the consequences were. So Allah Ta'ala says, inna arsalna ilaykum rasula, humne bheja tumhari taraf rasul, as we had sent to the people of Fir'aun a rasul to call them, invite them towards Allah Ta'ala, we have sent a rasul to you people also, the people of Makkah. This rasul will be shahidan alaykum, batlani wala tumhari baato ka. He will give evidence on the day of Qiyamah of those people who believed in him and followed in him, and those who did not believe. Kama arsalna ila fir'auna rasula, jaise bheja fir'aun ke paas rasul. And this rasul has come just as we had sent a rasul, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with his own kitab, the Torah, and his own shariat. We send him to the people of Fir'aun. Like that we have sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the people of Makkah directly and particularly, and then to the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. So remember that when the people of Fir'aun did not believe, فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولُ فِرْ كَهَا نَمَانَ فِرْعَوْنُ نَرَسُولُكَ. And when the people of Fir'aun did not believe in the Rasul Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then O people of Mecca, remember and realize what was the consequences, and the same consequences will follow for you also. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا, پھر پکری ہم نے اس کو وبال کی پکر. And then we took them to task in a crushing way. In other words, Fir'aun, who the people knew, it is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache. the way he had control over his land and over his people, so much so that he said that the river Nile flows by his command. But when the time came, he was so humiliated and disgraced that the God, so which he claimed that he was God, he was crushed and defeated by his own or things that were under his control. According to him, the Nile destroyed him, and he was drowned, and his body was thrown out, and the people could see that this man Fir'aun, that had swayed so much power and had so much control, today he is lying completely dead, and he died in this disgraceful and humiliating way. So Allah Ta'ala warns the people of Makkah that remember, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a much more greater Rasul than Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. He is the most favorite and beloved of Allah Ta'ala, and you people don't have the power which Fir'aun had, so you stand no chance whatsoever if you disbelieve. And consequently, they also suffered great humiliating defeats in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, and the world saw that how Allah Ta'ala had made Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so successful. For us it is, we also have proper full iman on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran Sharif and the teaching, and we don't analyze the Quran according to our thinking. We accept it as it has come, and as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained it to the Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa akhiru da'wana.